La Ruta Maya River Challenge is an international annual event in Belize, and OC Events Captain John Smith, a participant previously and also in the forthcoming event, can tell us more.
Basically, each year BATS have put in a couple of teams. This year we've got hopefully at least four, possibly five boats entering. We have two build-up races, so as part of the training that we do each morning, we'll enter these two races that come up in the next couple of weeks, and that'll give us a chance to see how we perform against the other boats, and the other bats of boats is more important.
It's quite a long race, so I guess the training is quite intense as well.
It's as difficult as you want to make it. Last year we did a lot of canoeing, a lot of time in the water, a lot of hard training, and we did it in just over 24 hours. This year I think we'll probably be about the same. We're not pushing it as much this year.
You took part in last year's race. How difficult is this race?
It is a fairly hard race. There's nothing great about getting a boat after canoeing for 8 to 9 hours, looking in the boat in the morning and thinking, I've got to get back in that again for another 8 or 9 hours. So it's hard in that respect. But again, the paddling is as hard as you want to make it. You've got a time limit to beat. You have to be off the water within 10 hours before it gets dark. So there is a bit of a challenge there, and it's just a case of keeping going.
And it takes place when?
It's 4th to the 7th of March. We travel up to San Ignacio the night before the race. We stay in a hotel that night. The second night, we camp out on the side of the river. And the last night, we travel down to Batsob and then travel back to the race start in the morning. So it's only really two nights out and 4 days canoeing. There's prize money. Obviously, the winners of the race for each category will get some prize money and a trophy as usual. There's also the sprint race, which is each day in the morning when they start the race, they have a sprint a certain distance. It starts about 500 metres and finishes about a K and a half. Unfortunately, the Batsub teams have not won a challenge as yet, or even come close in the sprint. But we are working it, and also there is a little bit of a honour for the Batsub boats. The first Batsub boat gets a little prize and gets the name on the orders board in HQ.
And if you feel as though you're up for the challenge, then contact Captain John Smith, DTE Belize, on extension 248. Anybody from around the forces world can enter, and the email address is deodb.oc@gmail.com. Neil Skinner for BFBS, Belize.